So when we talk this further with the online grooming, then one thing is those chats in the internet. You have to think about how to collect those conversations, though, so that you could show that all of the conversation is there. Another part of this crime is taking place outside of internet with a meeting of the child. So this really needs to be thought through also, where and how you would this child meet with a perpetrator, right? And this also sometimes it might be problematic because you do not want to use a real child standing there somewhere where the meeting point should be, and you can't have a hairy police officer either. So you have to think about how to lure the suspect outside from the internet to the real world. And this creates lots of other difficulties next to the e-evidence or digital information collecting problems, right? With the digital evidence or with the conversation held on the internet, the main issue in court would be for the law enforcement to show that this conversation is whole, that you have not taken away any part of it. And another thing is that you have to avoid provoking. You can't provoke the suspect to talk about sexual things. It has to be his or her initiative. So these are the two things to keep in mind. No provocation, and how do I show that the conversation is a whole? Therefore, it's you should always choose this kind of communication channel where it's easy to save the conversation. It doesn't matter what is your, perhaps you have a local chat room or a social networking place where your children or young people like to hang on, or if it's Facebook Messenger, then you have to think about how to collect this this conversation, what kind of actions you have to do so that you could later on show that this was the whole file, because you can't count on the fact that the suspect would have it in his or her computer saved. Very often they do, because pedophiles, they like to read it through over and over again, and they are savers, so to say. Also because many cases they have multiple children they are talking to, and then they would have to, you know, refresh in their memory what was the conversation with this particular case, so they do save. But you can't be you can't count on that, so you have to make sure you are saving the conversation, because this is the main evidence in this case then. Therefore, these online grooming statutes, how it's defined in your domestic legislation, you will see that it's very, very challenging to investigate it. It's a crime where you don't have anyone reporting it, or very seldom have anyone reporting it. But unfortunately, it's a crime that is committed very often against children. And it's the increase of this crime during this COVID times is remarkable, because of the fact that children are online all the time, and because of the fact that their parents also have very many problems which they have to attend to, and the attention towards children and their actions is a little lesser right now. So that's why it's important to think about how to put up your investigation so that it would be possible to proactively find those persons who are willing to talk or to lure children into sexual conversations, and much worse, into revealing their bodies online or giving online presentations. So that's why I really encourage each and everyone to think about what to do in their investigations and how to improve it so that you could be proactive in this internet-based crime investigation where you have a lot of e-evidence or digital information that you would like to present as evidence in court. As I can see, my time is up for this lecture. I hope you got some ideas, and I hope that that your local legal system would allow you to be proactive in digital information collection, and that you can effectively transform this vast amount of information into evidence that is presented in court, and that you will not have any admissibility problems there.